If you have ever found yourself in the middle of a launch that was just not going the way that you hoped, keep listening. Today, I'm going to be talking about how to save a launch when it is not going your way. So stay tuned. I'm Jess. After launching dozens of courses and generating multiple six figures in revenue online, I have learned the right and wrong way to launch an online course. And in the last 2 years, I have helped my friends and clients generate more revenue with less stress using my aligned launch formula. On this podcast, I'm sharing with you my simple strategies and systems so you can make more money online and make a bigger impact on the world. Keep listening for the Launch Fix Podcast. Hey there, and welcome back to the Launch Fix Podcast. My name is Jess, and today I am talking about one of my favorite topics, launching. You wouldn't know that launching was one of my favorite topics by the name of my podcast or anything, but you are probably here because you have an online course or digital program and you have struggled with launching it. So if that sounds like you, you have probably found yourself in this exact situation before. And I have too. Let's be entirely honest. We all have had launches that are just not going the way that we expected or the way that we had hoped. And so on today's episode, I am going to really dig into three specific things that you can do to really redirect your energy and save a launch when it is not going your way. So if you have ever been in the middle of your launch and it just starts derailing, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Typically when this happens for people, they start to panic, right? Especially when you realize that, oh God, I'm probably not going to hit my launch goal. Panic sets in. And it's often because we have so much attachment to that goal. But what happens is we end up setting these hairy, scary launch goals because we think that that's what we need to do in order to reach them. There's so much rhetoric out there about how if your goals aren't big enough, if your goals don't scare you, they're not big enough. Or set big, hairy, audacious goals. That's how you grow. And I think at the end of the day, casting a big vision is a good idea, right? Having an idea of where you want to go in a big way is a good idea, but putting a timeline on it and giving yourself this ultimatum that if I don't have a five-figure launch, then I'm a failure. Or when I have a six-figure launch, then I will be successful. When we create these ultimatums for ourselves, we start to create attachment to that outcome. And like I was saying, when your launch starts to not go as you expected, that's when things start to go awry. And it's not because anything is going wrong with your launch necessarily. We'll talk about that in a minute. But it often comes down to that last word, your expectations. Where you create expectations, you create attachment. And what most people are doing with their launches is creating attachment to the outcome, to that goal that they set, and creating meaning about that outcome. I will be successful when? Then I can hire a team. Then I can finally get rid of my one-on-one clients. All the things, right? We create attachment and meaning to the outcome. And then we create expectations. We create the expectation that more people are going to convert or that we're going to hit that goal. And what ends up happening is as the launch goes on and we start to see that not coming to fruition, we start to panic, right? It's like our entire paradigm starts to crumble in front of us and we don't know what to do. And we end up in this place of stress and panic and trying to save your launch and creating contingency plans and offering random, like I've seen people literally mid-launch cut their price in half and offer a DIY version, like completely undercut their own offer and offer a DIY because nobody is buying. And at the end of the day, that just causes more launch chaos. So if you have ever found yourself in the middle of a launch that is just not going your way and you're doing everything like trying to save the Titanic to keep it from sinking, this episode is for you. And there are a few things that you can do, that you can control in your launch to start to steer things in another direction. I'm not saying that you can't save a launch that isn't going well. I absolutely think you can. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about on today's episode. If you are like one day into cart open with zero sales, it is not all lost. There are still things that you can do to maybe change the potential outcome of this launch. So that's what we're going to talk about and how to really regain control when you seem to be spiraling into launch chaos. So the first thing that you should do in that time, when things start feeling out of control and your launch is just spiraling down into Hellsville, the first thing that you should do is detach from the outcome. This can be one of the hardest things. So I say that knowing just how hard it is. Because when we set that goal, when we set that expectation, when we create that attachment, it means something to us, right? We wouldn't be attached to it if it didn't mean something to us. But at the end of the day, our attachment to a specific outcome is a bit of an indicator that we don't believe it's going to happen. And if we don't fully believe something is going to happen, we are likely going to manifest that exact situation. Here's what I mean by that. When you order something from Amazon, are you deeply attached to it getting here? Or do you trust that Amazon will deliver it when it delivers it? Are you constantly checking the tracking from the second that you ordered it? Like, oh my God, I don't think it's going to make it here. I have to check it. I have to micromanage it. I have to look at it all of the time because it needs to get here. And if it doesn't get here, I'm a failure. No, right? That would be ridiculous. We set it and forget it. We order it from Amazon and we trust that it's coming. The same thing is true about the sun. You don't wake up every morning like, oh, did the sun rise? I have to make sure that it rose. If it didn't rise, I'm just going to die, right? Of course we don't. We trust that the sun will rise. We are not attached to the outcome of the things that we fully believe are going to happen. And the same thing is true with your launches. If you fully believe that you're going to hit your launch goal, you're not attached to that outcome because you don't have any fear that it might not happen. And you don't have any meaning about that potential outcome about yourself, right? It's not like you wake up and you're like, if the sun doesn't rise today, then I am not a success. If the sun doesn't rise today, everyone will know I'm a failure. Right? That just isn't how our brains work. We're not attached to outcomes that we don't fear not happening. And so the first thing you have to do when your launch starts spiraling out of control is really get present into your body and ask yourself, what am I so afraid of happening? What am I afraid will happen if I don't reach this goal? And maybe there are real consequences, right? Maybe you need the money. Maybe you, if you this launch doesn't go well, then you're not going to be able to pay all of your bills. And I totally understand that. I have been in that position myself. But at the end of the day, being attached to the outcome and panicking about it isn't actually going to help you. One of the least productive emotions is worry. Because worry doesn't get you into action, right? Worry doesn't get you into a productive place. And so what you have to do is remove your meaning or remove any meaning from the outcome of that launch. Say to yourself and get really present to the fact that like nobody might buy this and I'm still a good business owner. Nobody might buy this and it doesn't mean that I'm a failure. Nobody might buy this and I still could have a great launch. And so really tuning into that energy and finding a way to detach from the outcome. Look at the meaning that you're placing on the outcome of that launch and detach the meaning. Get to a place where you trust, just like ordering from Amazon or just like the sun coming up the next morning, that the launch is going to go exactly how the launch should go. As part of this detachment from the outcome, something I highly recommend, which you've probably heard me talk about before, is realigning your goals. Oftentimes we set hairy, scary goals at the beginning of our launch, like 13 weeks ago. And then as we start progressing, the circumstances are not lining up to create that goal as a reality. And rather than burying our head in the sand and saying, well, I don't care, I wanted to have a six-figure launch, even if only 20 people opted in, I'm gonna hold on to that. Instead of doing that, realign the goal. Look at the goal. Look at where you are. And do you have statistical probability for that goal to happen? If not, change your goal. Release your attachment to that initial goal and move the goalpost. You don't have to hold on to this outcome that is not statistically probable just because you decided it 13 weeks ago. And even if you have all this attachment in that specific outcome, let it go. Create a different goal. Figure out what is statistically probable based on previous launches or industry standard, and then set your sights on that number. Don't set attachment to it. Don't say, if I don't hit this, then I'm going to quit my business. But hold on to like, okay, this is where we're headed. And I completely believe that this is totally going to happen. And I am no longer freaking out that that might not happen. So that's the first piece of this, is finding a way to detach from the outcome of your launch. Because when you do this, it will put you back into the energy where you need to be for number two. Number two is to get ready to serve. This is such an important thing to keep in the forefront of your mind when you are launching. Oftentimes, when we go into launch chaos and we start panicking about the potential of our desired outcome not coming true, we are no longer present in our launch, right? We are worrying about the future, which means we are not present in the moment. And what you need to do in order to potentially save your launch and to truly serve your audience is to be present with them. There are people who have opted into this launch. There are people who want to learn from you. There are people who will potentially buy from you. And if you are so worried that not more of them are going to buy, you're not going to serve the people who are right in front of you. And so instead of being attached to the outcome, instead of worrying about what may or may not happen down the road, focus on the people right in front of you. Ask yourself, how can I show up and serve more today? How can I be of service to my audience? If you have a small launch, like not a lot of people going through it, I recommend building connection with them one-on-one, really asking them like, hey, how did you like today's video? Are there any questions that I can answer for you? How can I help you with this today? And come from a place of service and connection. How can I build this relationship in a deeper way? Listen to the things that people are saying and respond to them. Really get back into service mode. And instead of worrying about the outcome, focus on how can I serve more? How can I be of service to these people? I believe that being of service and giving value is an energetic investment in a potential outcome. The more you give, the more you are opening yourself up to receive. So if you are afraid of not receiving more, you are going to block yourself from serving more. And so the more you serve your audience, the more you are opening yourself up to receive. And so really get present with that and like get down in the trenches with the people going through your launches and really ask yourself, how can I serve more? What can I do to serve my audience in a bigger way? And how can I make as big of an impact on these people right now and trust that whoever is ready to join my program will join and anybody who doesn't will be ready later? And if they're not, then they're not my people. And I am still going to show up and serve with my fullest heart open because I know that when I come from a place of service, that is when I create the situation in order to be paid. And when you serve your audience, when you get present to the people who are present for you, that is when you create deeper connection and ultimately more conversions. This is where you can turn things around. Rather than worrying and panicking about the outcome, get really present with the people who are there and how you can show up and serve them better. So that's such a pivotal part. And this is the part that most people tend to skip, right? When launches start going chaotic, people tend to check out, right? Disassociation is a very powerful coping mechanism, but it isn't one that serves your audience or can help you save your launch. If when things start not going your way, you completely check the F out, you can ultimately expect that catastrophic launch outcome to come true, right? Instead of freaking out and checking out and completely ghosting your group and like not showing up on Instagram stories and never talking about your launch again, that's a surefire way to have a failed launch. Instead, check your ego, detach from the outcome, and show up and serve your audience. Be present for them, because ultimately that's what matters. And when you can show up and serve for 10 people, you'll be able to show up and serve for 100. And when you can show up and serve for 100, you'll be available to show up and serve for 1,000. But if you can't show up and serve for 10, you're never going to receive 1,000, right? You have to be present for the people who are there. You do not have the option to completely check out emotionally from your launch if you want to keep it going, if you want to ultimately serve your audience. So the third thing that you should do is get curious. This is one of my favorite things to do, and it's something that I do consistently in my business when things start to go awry. When things stop working how they should work, that's when I put on my scientist goggles. You can't see me right now, but I'm literally holding up a pair of goggles to my face. Yes, I have a pair of goggles on my desk at all times. Don't judge. And I start to ask myself, what is happening? How can I dig deeper into this? And I put on my scientist goggles. When you lead from curiosity, you start to see things differently. Like, that landing page is not converting the same way it did in the past. Let me look at it. Oh, I see here that my messaging is a little incongruent. How can I fix that? Cool. Fix it mid-launch. See if it starts to improve, right? Start getting curious, like, oh, people aren't really showing up in the group. Let me see why. Well, it looks like I haven't really been present in there because I've been freaking the F out about my outcome. So how can I show up and serve and be present for my audience in there? When you come at things rather than a place of like panic and freaked out about the outcome, and instead come at it from a place of curiosity. And what can I learn from this? What is happening and how can I fix it? That's a completely different energy. I want you to imagine that you're like an investigator writing a story. And just as a side note, I feel like this would be a really fun podcast to do, like a true crime podcast about a launch, right? Like a launch debrief in the form of true crime, where it's truly like an investigation of what happened with like interviews with different people. I don't know. I feel like that would be so fun. Let me know if I'm crazy. Hit me up in the DMs if you think that's a good idea. I think that would be super fun to create and produce. But I digress. Put on your journalist goggles. Put on your detective coat. Whatever makes you feel good and inquisitive. And think about that perspective of being an investigator writing a story. What are the facts? What is happening? How is it going? And how can you get curious and start to put the pieces together and look at them objectively? Put yourself out of the situation and look at things from an objective perspective to get a different set of eyes on things. And even if you have to bring somebody else in, that can be a really powerful way to get perspective. Like if you have a coach or if you're in the lab, this is exactly what we do. If things are going awry, that's when you come to our coaching calls and I look at your launch from my objective perspective and I say, hey, this is not going the way that it should be. Let's dig into that and figure out why, right? It gives you that perspective and allows you to get curious about it and ultimately fix it rather than completely shutting down saying, it's broken, I'm a failure, this failed, I'm out, right? Like it lets you keep going and lets you figure it out and fix it along the way because you may just be a couple tweaks away from a higher converting launch. So when things are going awry, rather than getting defensive and checking out, get curious like you are an investigator. And ultimately, the last thing I want to talk about is plan an aligned downsell. This is one of the most missed opportunities with launches that I cannot stress enough. If people went through your launch and they watched the videos and they opened your emails, but they did not buy, that does not mean that they are not ready to buy something else. And one of the biggest mistakes that I see people make is completely ghosting those people at the end of their launch. Those people wanted to buy from you, right? They made it through your launch. They read your emails. They clicked on your sales page. There was something keeping them from taking action. And one of the most powerful things that you can do, but most people won't, is ask them why. This is so simple, you guys. Sending an email after cart close that says, hey, this might be awkward, but I have to ask. I appreciate you going through my launch, but I see you didn't end up joining us this round. Can I ask why? And then giving people a couple options, making it super easy to participate. Like, hey, just hit reply with the number and I'll send you a free gift just for letting me know. And making it as easy as possible. Don't make like a long ass survey where they have to like put in their name and email, whatever. Make it super simple, let them reply, and you'll get some feedback as to what was holding them back. That feedback is incredibly powerful going into your next launch, but also it's such an opportunity to offer them a downsell. For example, if somebody is like, hey, I really wanted to do it, but I just couldn't afford it, offer them an extended payment plan. Or somebody who's like, I'm not quite ready for this yet, offer them the step before. In your customer journey that I teach inside the lab, we have this like ninja offer. That's like the thing they need to learn before they're ready for your signature program. It is the perfect offer for a downsell. Offer them that. If they're not ready to join your signature program, they're not ready yet, then give them something that will get them ready before your next launch. This is not only a way to increase revenue after your launch, which I have a whole podcast episode about, episode 42, which is called How to Increase Revenue After the Doors Close, that has some very tangible tips about downsells, but it's also service, right? Because your ideal client is sitting there still having their problem. And if they've gone through the launch, they see that they need a solution. They wanted to buy yours, but it just wasn't exactly the right fit. So if you can offer them something that's a better fit for where they're at now, you can continue to serve them and then turn them into ideal clients for your signature program when it comes down to launching next time. And so that is one of the most powerful things that you can offer people is giving them a downsell opportunity, continuing to serve them, and then also not completely ghosting them before your next launch. Continue to build that relationship with them. For most people, they either can't afford it because they need to make more money, they aren't ready yet, or they don't trust you yet. That's the one that they're not going to necessarily tell you. Like, man, I don't really trust you yet. And if that's why they didn't buy, it's time to build that relationship. You have such an opportunity to serve them even more and continue to build that relationship via either the DMs or through some really targeted welcome or like email sequences, but continuing to show up for them, continuing to serve them, and continuing to build that relationship is going to be absolutely crucial coming time for your next launch. So many hot tips today, you guys. I hope that you found this super valuable. Definitely check out episode 42 if you want to learn more about how to make more money after the doors close. And I hope that this was helpful. Your launch is not out of your control. And it's when we kind of say, Jesus, take the wheel and let go. That's when things tend to go awry. You can stay calm and collected. You can stay present and in service. And you can get your hands back on the wheel and start to turn things back in the right direction by following these easy steps. So I hope that today was helpful for you. If you enjoyed it, please let me know on Instagram at jess.oconnell_. Take a screenshot, tag me, or send me a DM if you don't want to do it publicly. I would love to chat and I'd love to hear about your last launch, especially if it went totally awry and maybe you can implement these tips into your next one. Also, on next week's episode of the podcast, I am sitting down with my mentor, Jen Casey. She is an absolute gem of a human, and I cannot wait to share our conversation with you. We dig deep into all things about sales psychology, about ethics and marketing, about all of the gross things that people are doing online right now, and how you can do something different. Jen has been such an amazing mentor to me in my business this year, and I am so excited to bring her to you and share our conversation. And so I cannot wait for that to come out next week. So thank you so much for listening to the Launch Fix podcast, and I will see you in my next episode. Thanks.